Terminology. Terms used by the SPSV industry. The following terms and language are used frequently in the manual and the SPSV industry. Adult size. For seatbelt usage in a vehicle, adult size refers to individuals over 150 centimetres and weighing 36 kilograms or more. Calibration. Calibration ensures measurement accuracy by comparing an instrument's readings directly against known standards. CCSN. This is your confidential customer service number, included on all correspondence issued in relation to your SPSV license. Dispatch operator. An SPSV dispatch operator is an individual or organisation that provides a booking service or facility for SPSV journeys that are delivered by someone else. This service allows passengers to arrange an SPSV booking. Driver display card. A driver display card is an identification card that SPSV drivers must display in their vehicles. This card is proof that the driver is licensed to provide SPSV services. This card provides essential information such as driver ID, photograph, and the counties where they are licensed to operate. Driver smart card. A driver's smart card is a small identification card that shows essential information about the driver. This must always be carried by the driver while operating. Fixed payment offence. For certain breaches of the SPSV regulations, known as fixed payment offences, NTA has the power to charge fines known as fixed payment penalties. These are commonly referred to as on-the-spot fines. Global Positioning System, GPS. This is a highly accurate satellite-based navigation system. It lets us know where we are and helps drivers quickly determine their precise location and navigate from one place to another. Initial charge. When a journey begins, the initial starting fare charge is already on the taximeter. This covers the first 500 metres of a journey or a period of 85 seconds. In-vehicle information card. An in-vehicle information card refers to the card that is displayed in an SPSV to provide fare information to passengers. This includes how to read a taximeter and information on extra charges that may be incurred. Lease or hire purchase agreement. A lease or hire purchase agreement is an arrangement where an individual or company leases or rents a vehicle for SPSV operations. The agreement can include an option to purchase the vehicle at the end of the lease period. Maximum age. The maximum age refers to a vehicle age limit that is set for an SPSV. This is applied to ensure safety and environmental standards are met. The maximum age of a vehicle can vary and depends on the different types of SPSV. The general aim is to phase out older vehicles or to apply additional inspections and requirements to ensure they remain safe and suitable for public service. Modified vehicle. A modified vehicle refers to any vehicle that has been changed or adapted for a specific use. For example, a vehicle that has been modified to be wheelchair accessible. National Maximum Taxi Fare, Maximum Fares Order. This order states the maximum fares that may be charged by the driver of a taxi. It serves to standardise pricing, prevent overcharging, and ensure fairness across SPSV transportation. Plying for hire. A taxi is plying for hire when it is available for hire in a public area, allowing a passenger to hail the taxi when in motion or enter a taxi at a taxi rank. Private Limited Company, PLC. A private limited company is a business owned by individuals or groups who hold shares in the company. It is legally separate from the owners, and they are not personally responsible for the company's debts. These companies have specific rules to follow. Satellite Navigation System, or SatNav. A SatNav is a system that uses satellites to provide geographical positioning information. For drivers, it is an electronic system for route guidance and helps guide along the best route using audio and visual directions. Sole Trader. A sole trader is an individual who operates a business on their own without partners or a separate legal entity. The sole trader is personally responsible for all areas of the business, including profits, losses, and liabilities. SPSV. SPSV stands for Small Public Service Vehicle. It is a general term covering the six categories of public service vehicle that have seating capacity for up to 8 passengers, excluding the driver. The six categories are taxis, wheelchair accessible taxis, hackneys, wheelchair accessible hackneys, local area hackneys, and limousines. SPSV driver license. This is the license that allows a person to drive a licensed SPSV. SPSV operator. An SPSV operator refers to any individual or company responsible for providing passenger transportation services using an SPSV. All SPSV operators must be compliant with all relevant NTA regulations and licensing requirements, terms and conditions. SPSV Vehicle License. This is the license that allows a vehicle to be operated as an SPSV in a specific SPSV category. Throughout this manual, the SPSV Vehicle License is referred to as a Vehicle License. Standing for Hire. A taxi stands for hire when it is stationary and available for hire in a public area. Tariff A. Tariff A is the standard fare charge that applies after the initial charge. This covers the next 14.5 kilometres or 42 minutes of a journey. Tariff B. Tariff B is the standard fare charge that applies after Tariff A. This covers the distance after 14.5 kilometres or 42 minutes of the journey. Taximeter or meter. The term taximeter refers to the meter installed in a taxi that must be used for calculating and displaying the fare. A taximeter is commonly referred to as a meter. Two-way radio. A two-way radio is a communication device used in taxis. This device allows real-time, two-sided voice communication between the driver and operator. A two-way radio helps to make taxi services more efficient and coordinated.